This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed India's commitment to achieving green development and net zero targets. He was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the fourth Global Renewable Energy Investors Meet. Prime Minister Modi also dedicated to the nation the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. The Prime Minister said that despite being a developing country, India has achieved its climate commitments set in Paris 9 years ahead of the target. He said India has made its green transition a people's movement. He added that with PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, every home in India is set to become a power producer. Over 1 crore people have registered for the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, and solar rooftops have been installed in more than 3 lakh houses under the scheme. He also stressed on the ample job and skill opportunities lying in the renewable energy sector for youths. Mr. Modi said that the pro-climate principle is a core part of India's commitment, which includes promoting mission life and a circular economy approach. He also unveiled the plans of his government to develop 17 cities in the country as solar cities. The 8th India Water Week 2024 will start from tomorrow in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the event at Bharat Mandapam. During the 4-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 from 40 foreign countries, will participate. More than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector during the exhibition. Addressing a current curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi, Secretary, Ministry of Jal Shakti, Debashree Mukherjee said, "A good water management will accelerate the economic growth of the country." In Jammu and Kashmir, today is the last day for candidates to withdraw their nomination papers for the third phase of assembly elections. Our correspondent reports that during Friday's scrutiny, the nominations of 37 candidates were rejected from among the hopefuls in 40 constituencies. These seats will go to polls on the 1st of October. During the scrutiny, 449 candidatures were found valid. The three-phase elections to the 90 members Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will be held on 18 September, 25th September and 1st October. The results will be declared on 8th of October. The election campaign has picked up pace for the single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Interacting with the media in Karnal yesterday, Haryana election in charge and BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said the BJP government in the state worked in the interest of farmers, women and youth during the last 10 years. In Uttarakhand, pilgrims stranded at various places on the Adi Kailash Yatra route in Pithoragarh district have been rescued safely. The devotees were rescued with the help of a helicopter and taken to the army helipad in Dharchula. During this time, the helicopter took 14 flights from Dharchula and safely rescued a total of 63 people from Budi, Kela and Sirka. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and seated conferences will be held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed their greetings on the occasion of Milad-un-Nabi in Hub. Former United States President Donald Trump has been rushed to safety after an apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf course Sunday afternoon. The Secret Service said it opened fire on a gunman at the former president's golf resort in Florida, and a potential suspect is in custody. The incident comes 2 months after a gunman attempted to assassinate Mr. Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, striking his ear. India will face South Korea at the Asian Champions Trophy 2024 semi-final in Ulaanbaatar, China this afternoon. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.